Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your grandmama and your granddaddy, your auntie and your uncle, and let them know that In Your Corner is on there. Go wake them up now. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever internet radio can be found. Now go wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. Oh, let me go out here and get my roosters. Let me just go get my roosters. I need my roosters. Come on, roosters. Come on, roosters. Come on, Benny, Red, and Crow. Come on. Come on. Come on. Listen, I told y'all last week to come out the chicken yard. Y'all, they can't hear y'all back there. They can't hear y'all back there. Come on out the chicken yard. Come on. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, Red. Come on, come on. Maybe they'll follow you, Red, if you come on. Come on out the chicken yard. And get them up. You got to get them up. There ain't no hardly hear y'all back there. There you go. There you go. There you go. All right. Y'all doing a good job. That's doing a good job there. That's doing a good job. That's doing a good job. Thank y'all so kindly, Roosters. All right. All right. All right. Yeah, thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Here's a song that the Bible is right.
I know the Bible is right. I know the Bible is right. I know the Bible. Sipping gin.
All right, that's the Bible is right. Somebody is wrong. Amen. 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 You hear what that brother said? I told you once, told you twice. You can't make it to heaven with a sweetheart and a wife. Oh, the Bible is right. Somebody is wrong. All right, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We're going to be reading this morning out of the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 5 through 7. Leviticus chapter 5 through chapter 7. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Anyone sins because they do not speak up when they hear a public charge to testify regarding something they have seen or learned about, they will be held responsible. Or if anyone unwittingly touches anything ceremonially unclean, whether the carcass of an unclean animal, wild or domestic, or of any unclean creature that moves along the ground, and they are unaware that they have become unclean, but then they come to realize their guilt, or if they touch human uncleanness, anything that would make them unclean, even though they are unaware of it, but then they learn of it and realize their guilt, or if anyone thoughtlessly takes an oath to do anything, whether good or evil, in any matter one might carelessly swear about, even though they are unaware of it, but then they learn of it and realize their guilt. When anyone realizes their guilt in any of these matters, they must confess in what way they have sinned, and as a penalty for the sin they have committed, they must bring to the Lord a female lamb or goat from the flock as a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for them for their sin. Anyone who cannot afford a lamb is to bring two doves or two young pigeons to the Lord as a penalty for their sin, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. They are to bring them to the priest, who shall first offer the one for the sin offering. He is to wring its head from its neck, not dividing it completely, and is to splash some of the blood of the sin offering against the side of the altar. The rest of the blood must be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. The priest shall then offer the other as a burnt offering in the prescribed way, and make atonement for them for the sin they have committed, and they will be forgiven. If, however, they cannot afford two doves or two young pigeons, they are to bring as an offering for their sin a tenth of an ephah of the finest flour for a sin offering. They must not put oil or incense on it, because it is a sin offering. They are to bring it to the priest, who shall take a handful of it as a memorial portion and burn it on the altar on top of the food offerings presented to the Lord. It is a sin offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for them for any of these sins they have committed, and they will be forgiven. The rest of the offering will belong to the priest, as in the case of the grain offering.
The Lord said to Moses,
when anyone is unfaithful to the Lord by sinning unintentionally in regard to any of the Lord's holy things, they are to bring to the Lord as a penalty a ram from the flock, one without defect and of the proper value in silver according to the sanctuary shekel. It is a guilt offering. They must make restitution for what they have failed to do in regard to the holy things, pay an additional penalty of a fifth of its value, and give it all to the priest. The priest will make atonement for them with the ram as a guilt offering, and they will be forgiven. If anyone sins and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, even though they do not know it, they are guilty and will be held responsible. They are to bring to the priest as a guilt offering a ram from the flock, one without defect and of the proper value. In this way, the priest priest will make atonement for them for the wrong they have committed unintentionally, and they will be forgiven. It is a guilt offering. They have been guilty of wrongdoing against the Lord.
The Lord said to Moses,
"If anyone sins and is unfaithful to the Lord by deceiving a neighbor about something entrusted to them or left in their care, or about something stolen, or if they cheat a neighbor, or if they find lost property and lie about it, or if they swear falsely about any such sin that people may commit, when they thus sin and realize their guilt, they must return what they have stolen or taken by extortion, or what was entrusted to them, or the lost property they found, or whatever it was they swore falsely about. They must make restitution in full, add a fifth of the value to it, and give it all to the owner on the day they present their guilt offering. And as a penalty, they must bring to the priest, that is, to the Lord, their guilt offering, a ram from the flock, one without defect and of the proper value. In this way, the priest will make atonement for them before the Lord, and they will be forgiven for any of the things they did that made them guilty."
The Lord said to Moses,
"Give Aaron and his sons this command. These are the regulations for the burnt offering. The burnt offering is to remain on the altar hearth throughout the night till morning, and the fire must be kept burning on the altar. The priest shall then put on his linen clothes with linen undergarments next to his body, and shall remove the ashes of the burnt offering that the fire has consumed on the altar and place them beside the altar. Then he is to take off these clothes and put on others, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a place that is ceremonially clean. The fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Every morning, the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat of the fellowship offerings on it. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out. These are the regulations for the grain offering. Aaron's sons are to bring it before the Lord in front of the altar. The priest is to take a handful of the finest flour and some olive oil, together with all the incense on the grain offering, and burn the memorial portion on the altar as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Aaron and his sons shall eat the rest of it, but it is to be eaten without yeast in the sanctuary area. They are to eat it in the courtyard of the tent of meeting. It must not be baked with yeast. I have given it as their share of the food offerings presented to me. Like the sin offering and the guilt offering, it is most holy. Any male descendant of Aaron may eat it. For all generations to come, it is his perpetual share of the food offerings presented to the Lord. Whatever touches them will become holy."
The Lord also said to Moses,
"This is the offering Aaron and his sons are to bring to the Lord on the day he is anointed. A tenth of an ephah of the finest flour as a regular grain offering, half of it in the morning and half in the evening. It must be prepared with oil on a griddle. Bring it well mixed and present the grain offering broken in pieces as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The son who is to succeed him as anointed priest shall prepare it. It is the Lord's perpetual share and is to be burned completely. Every grain offering of a priest shall be burned completely. It must not be eaten."
The Lord said to Moses,
"Say to Aaron and his sons, these are the regulations for the sin offering. The sin offering is to be slaughtered before the Lord in the place the burnt offering is slaughtered. It is most holy. The priest who offers it shall eat it. It is to be eaten in the sanctuary area, in the courtyard of the tent of meeting. Whatever touches any of the flesh will become holy. And if any of the blood is spattered on a garment, you must wash it in the sanctuary area. The clay pot the meat is cooked in must be broken. But if it is cooked in a bronze pot, the pot is to be scoured and rinsed with water. Any male in a priest family may eat it. It is most holy. But any sin offering whose blood is brought into the tent of meeting to make atonement in the holy place must not be eaten. It must be burned up. These are the regulations for the guilt offering, which is most holy. The guilt offering is to be slaughtered in the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered, and its blood is to be splashed against the sides of the altar. All its fat shall be offered, the fat tail and the fat that covers the internal organs, both kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which is to be removed with the kidneys. The priest shall burn them on the altar as a food offering presented to the Lord. It is a guilt offering. Any male in a priest's family may eat it, but it must be eaten in the sanctuary area. It is most holy. The same law applies to both the sin offering and the guilt offering. They belong to the priest who makes atonement with them. The priest who offers a burnt offering for anyone may keep its hide for himself. Every grain offering baked in an oven or cooked in a pan or on a griddle belongs to the priest who offers it. And every grain offering, whether mixed with oil or dry, belongs equally to all the sons of Aaron. These are the regulations for the fellowship offering anyone may present to the Lord. If they offer it as an expression of thankfulness, then along with this thank offering, they are to offer thick loaves made without yeast and with olive oil mixed in. Thin loaves made without yeast and brushed with olive oil, and thick loaves of the finest flour, well kneaded and with olive oil mixed in. Along with their fellowship offering of thanksgiving, they are to present an offering with thick loaves of bread made with yeast. They are to bring one of each kind as an offering, a contribution to the Lord. It belongs to the priest who splashes the blood of the fellowship offering against the altar. The meat of their fellowship offering of thanksgiving must be eaten on the day it is offered. They must leave none of it till morning. If, however, their offering is the result of a vow or is a free will offering, the sacrifice shall be eaten on the day they offer it. But anything left over may be eaten on the next day. Any meat of the sacrifice left over till the third day must be burned up. If any meat of the fellowship offering is eaten on the third day, the one who offered it will not be accepted. It will not be reckoned to their credit, for it has become impure. The person who eats any of it will be held responsible. Meat that touches anything ceremonially unclean must not be eaten. It must be burned up. As for other meat, anyone ceremonially clean may eat it. But if anyone who is unclean eats any meat of the fellowship offering belonging to the Lord, they must be cut off from their people. Anyone who touches something unclean, whether human uncleanness or an unclean animal or any unclean creature that moves along the ground and then eats any of the meat of the fellowship offering belonging to the Lord, must be cut off from their people.
The Lord said to Moses,
"Say to the Israelites, do not eat any of the fat of cattle, sheep, or goats. The fat of an animal found dead or torn by wild animals may be used for any other purpose, but you must not eat it. Anyone who eats the fat of an animal from which a food offering may be presented to the Lord must be cut off from their people. And wherever you live, you must not eat the blood of any bird or animal. Anyone who eats blood must be cut off from their people."
The Lord said to Moses,
"Say to the Israelites, anyone who brings a fellowship offering to the Lord is to bring part of it as their sacrifice to the Lord. With their own hands they are to present the food offering to the Lord. They are to bring the fat together with the breast and wave the breast before the Lord as a wave offering. The priest shall burn the fat on the altar, but the breast belongs to Aaron and his sons. You are to give the right thigh of your fellowship offerings to the priest as a contribution. The son of Aaron who offers the blood and the fat of the fellowship offering shall have the right thigh as his share. From the fellowship offerings of the Israelites, I have taken the breast that is waved and the thigh that is presented, and have given them to Aaron the priest and his sons as their perpetual share from the Israelites.
This is the portion of the food offerings presented to the Lord that were allotted to Aaron and his sons on the day they were presented to serve the Lord as priests. On the day they were anointed, the Lord commanded that the Israelites give this to them as their perpetual share for the generations to come. These then are the regulations for the burnt offering, the grain offering, the sin offering, the guilt offering, the ordination offering, and the fellowship offering, which the Lord gave Moses on Mount Sinai in the desert of Sinai on the day he commanded the Israelites to bring their offerings to the Lord.
All right, that was our scripture reading for today. We read out of the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 5 through 7. May God bless those who have read and who heard his holy word. It's prayer time now, y'all. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's come to the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, all things are possible if we just only believe. Come on, you got your faith in the Lord? It'll work out. It'll work out. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for giving us another wonderful day, a day we did not earn or merit, but it was by your amazing grace that we have another day. Thank you, dear God, for the roof over our heads, dear God, the foods on our tables, the clothes on our backs. We just thank you, dear God, that you have given us another day and another chance. You keep blessing us over and over and over again. And Lord, we do want to pray for all that's out there in our radio land this morning. Lord, we want to pray for the sick and shut in. You know who they are. There are some that are at home this morning. They couldn't even go to work because they're sick this morning. Touch their bodies, make their bodies whole again. There are those that are struggling even with like colds and sinuses, dear God. Touch their bodies and heal their bodies, make their bodies whole again. Lord, we do want to even pray for those that are in hospitals because the case is serious, dear God, a lot more serious. And so, Lord, we pray for them. Lord, we pray for the doctors and nurses, all that are attending their care. Pray for those that are having surgery and operations today. Lord, we pray that you encourage them and let them know, dear God, that you're going to go with them. You're going to go before them. You're going to be with the doctors, dear God. You're going to give the doctors the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for giving those doctors the insight that they know what to do, dear God. Lord, we pray now for those that's even in nursing homes, dear God. We pray you'll comfort them and strengthen them and send a good a Christian person by, dear God, to check on them and to encourage them. Lord, we just thank you so much for all our wonderful listeners out there in radio land. We ask that you will bless all our listeners' families. You know what our families are standing in need of, Lord. So I ask that you will bless the mamas and the daddies, the sons and the daughters, the sisters and the brothers, the nieces, the nephews, the husbands and the wives. Lord, bless them all, dear God. Bless them in whatever blessing they are standing in need of. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory, for it's in Jesus' wonderful name that we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song. We done had our scripture. We done had our prayer. Clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you, thank you, thank you so kindly for joining us today on In Your Corner. Thank you for getting up with our roosters. Now, let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day, because we got a lot of good stuff here, y'all. So stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. We mix it all up. Just, oh, we got some music. We got some Bible teaching. We got some counseling. Oh, we just mix it all up. Yeah, yeah, spoken word and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, we just mix it all up. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters. But even before that, you know, I'm going to put that early morning sermon. Yes, I am. I'm going to put it on. Get ready for it now, because I'm going to put it on. And then at 7 o'clock, I'm going to come with Ghostbuster, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. Somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room, where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Oh, just a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. Listen, listen, listen. If you ever come there, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you gotta stop by. You just gotta stop by and worship the Lord with us right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Listen, let me warn you now. If you come, you're going to enjoy yourself. Matter of fact, you're going to want to come back for more. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama, real live people. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we're going to take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. We have folks who are not even members of our church, but they love our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, miss any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are in your corner.